sitting down here with head coach Paul Uren of the SCSU softball team. And, you know, I know what you might be thinking. And coach, you maybe didn't expect to see me this early in the season, but Daniel Papaformi kind of established the softball preview in the fall. We're carrying that tradition here once again this year. I'm looking forward to talking to you. So thank you, first off, for having me in. There is, despite the season not really being right around the corner, you still got Mother Nature bringing winter, but you still have, you've had already games this month. You have a couple more games the rest of September, and then things kind of die down in October, but that doesn't mean it's not eventful. You do have a lot of stuff going on. Just to recap for maybe people who have missed it, because you were actually telling me before we actually sat down that due to, you know, rules with the NCAA, you can't actually post on the media relations pages on like SCSUHuskies.com, but you have been tweeting about it. You have been letting, you know, people who have been following you on there know. Just kind of recap what has been going on for you this early part of the school year and softball season.
Yeah, you know, we finished up a pretty successful year last season, you know, with 35 wins, finished top four in the conference. So we enjoyed our summer, just kind of reflecting on the successes that we had last season. We had some players step up. We graduated Libby Bingham, but for the most part, returning a great group, brought in seven new faces. So we had a little break in the summer, but we're excited to be back here in September. It's a really busy month for us between just getting the players acclimated back to campus, getting the new players transitioned. We also are throwing in some exhibition games. So we have five of them this fall. We started a couple weekends ago. We faced North Iowa Area Community College. It's an up-and-coming program as a brand-new head coach. And he brought his group in, and it was great for us just to get on the field and have a chance to scrimmage. So we'd only been on the field twice, so we were just still learning people's names and positions. And you know, I was still trying to learn numbers. The poor umpires, I had to say, turn around, let me see the back of your jersey. But it was a great chance for us to get together as a team and get our families out to the field and to see what the new Huskies are going to be about. And then last Saturday, we headed down to South Dakota State to take on the Jackrabbits, who finished second in the Summit League. One of my former coaches, Krista Wood, is now the head coach there, so it's great to connect with her and see what her squad's going to do. It was definitely a hot one on the field. I think it was like 97 feels like temp, so, you know, hopefully we can get some of those in the spring, right? So we had that experience, and now we're off this weekend, but next weekend we head down to the University of Minnesota to see another Husky alumni, Jamie Traxel, and her squad, the Minnesota Gophers, who finished first in the Big Ten. So, you know, we're getting these slow step challenges throughout the fall. And then the next day, on Saturday, the 29th, we take it back a little bit with our alumni game. So that game will be at noon at Selke Field, followed by our spaghetti feed. And then we're closing up our exhibition schedule on Sunday versus a pretty successful club ball program, the Minnesota Moose. So, I mean, it's been flying by. You know, we're already 4 weeks into school, but it's been a blast getting everybody together. And the team's already working really hard trying to meet our goals for the spring.
And you said, you know, two times out so far, you're still kind of learning names, learning numbers. And you mentioned all the newcomers, seven freshmen coming, a couple very outstanding players in that crop of student-athletes. Do you want to touch on a couple that you're really excited about and just kind of overview what it took to actually, you know, draw in such a good number for this coming year?
Yeah, you know, we're building off the successes of the past teams. You know, we've really been trying to raise the bar every single year, and every year we go out, we keep trying to recruit players that are help us going to take us to the next step. And I felt like we had did a really good job. My staff, you know, I got to give them all the credit. They do a lot of the grinding and the tours and the presentations, and they really helped us put together a good incoming class. So I was starting with the pitching mound, Sydney LaPointe, you know, one of the top pitchers out of Wisconsin. I think she had 600-plus strikeouts. I swear every time I turn around, she was clipping off another 100 strikeouts. I couldn't even keep up anymore. But, you know, we're looking to work her in. We don't want to put too many expectations on a first-year student just because they're trying to just make that transition. But, you know, she's lucky. She's got a couple upperclassmen, including two senior pitchers to work under. But she's going to have an exciting future as a Husky, and so we're looking forward to that. Lauren Kirchberg, also from Columbus, Wisconsin, had a really successful prep career, working her into school. First baseman, we have Jasmine Estrada, comes from a pretty rich baseball family. Her brother plays at the University of Minnesota. Her dad and uncle have been a big part of the baseball scene. I think she has the record for the most home runs in the state of Minnesota. I mean, every time I turn around, I'm chasing balls over the fence on her swing, so looking forward to adding her to the lineup. We have two players from Prior Lake, Sydney Trees, who can play third base, brings a huge bat to our lineup, very athletic. Her mom was a college athlete, so she kind of understands what it takes to succeed at this level. And then we have a starting center fielder, outfielder from Prior Lake, Alex Binkowski. Great addition to our team. She was a team leader for her program, and I've already seen those steps as she came in. We have Raven Vanden Langenberg. It's a great last name. I'm going to have to figure out a good nickname for her, but shortstop, so exciting, dynamic player, a lot of athleticism. And then Cassie Foytek is a catcher. She's going to have a great opportunity to learn behind Morgan Emmons, one of the best catchers in the conference. So overall, great group. Love working with them. I bring a lot of energy, and I just love their skill set. They're going to add to our team this year.
And you mentioned Cynthia Point, who, like you said, you turn around 100 upon 100 of strikeouts. You want to work her in, but night and day from last year to this year, for what you have to work with for pitchers altogether, you had some injuries that kind of plagued the bullpen. This year, you got a luxury of, it seems like you got a couple, almost handfuls of pretty good pitchers that you could work on the mound. How are you going to try to diversify, getting everybody on the mound, seeing what they got before the actual conference season does roll around?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the evolution of the game. I think softball in the past has been based off of one or two pitchers taking the mound, and, you ride those arms. But the season really is a grind, and the competition doesn't ever – there's never a day off. Our conference is so strong top to bottom. You need really strong pitching. So it's more of like a baseball philosophy of having a staff, and we've really embraced that. With Kate Kopech and Brady Yost coming back, Kate was one of the top pitchers in the leagues, was named Player of the Week twice last year. Brady Yost finished 9-1 in conference. I mean, she knocked out four top 25 ranked teams. So great leadership from that. We have a pair of outstanding sophomores, Kylie Thompson and Emma Murphy. Kai threw a lot of innings last year. Emma, we worked in at the end. She stepped up huge for us. Won a huge game over Wayne, and I think that momentum is going to build into the fall. Looking at six, we just keep talking like, hey, we are built for the long haul. And I think if everybody just embraces the role and their opportunity when they get on the mound, we're going to be tough to prepare for. No one's going to know who's throwing from the other team, and we're going to use that to our advantage. And they all bring something unique to the mound. And for our underclassmen, it allows them to grow a little bit without putting as many expectations. So next year, when they are the leaders of the pitching staff, they have had that opportunity instead of just kind of getting thrown out there and facing some really tough conference hitters.
And you mentioned the underclassmen. We talked about already 7 freshmen coming in, as well as a good crop of sophomores. Only 3 seniors technically for class rank. We do have a 4th year in Cassie Francesconi, who's a redshirt junior, but Brady Yost, Morgan Emmons, Kate Kopech, those are your 3 seniors. How much are you going to rely on them to kind of help usher and mentor the younger girls that you have in your roster this coming year?
Yeah, I think that experience is invaluable, right? For us, we just had our team voting for captains, and it was great to see that the team had kind of the same idea that our seniors are our leader on our team. They were selected as the captains for this year's team. So, it's a role that they want, that they embrace, that they've worked really hard for. They take a lot of ownership in the program. They know what it is to play the Husky softball way. But we also don't want to put that much pressure on them. Every person on the role from first year to second year, junior, senior, everyone has expectations that that they're accountable for their work ethic and their attitude and the energy that they bring. So while the seniors are important for their experience, we don't want to put all the pressure on them. They can't do it by themselves. They're going to need everyone to help them reach their goals. And so we try and disperse the roles and accountability on the team. But, certainly having that leadership is invaluable. You can tell the years of the team where you're pretty on the younger side or when you have those veterans. And I'm very excited to coach my veterans. They're ready to get after it. And they've already showing a lot of intensity and to trying to get to where we want to go to this year.
Before we sat down, got the mic and everything rolling, you were telling me how you're almost going to be like mad scientist coming up before the start of the season, mixing, matching, trying people out at every different position to see just what might click better and see if people maybe have a higher ceiling at a different position. What goes into you just kind of sitting down here and looking through your lineup and say, I think she's going to go better here, or she might, let's try her out here. Do you have any insight or just you see somebody having a natural ability that might work better at a different position?
Yeah. So we have 18 members on our roster, and each one of them is important. To be in this league, you got to be able to slug the ball. You got to keep up. The pitching's really tough. You got to find those hitters that can give you an opportunity to score those runs. So, we may be a little bit more heavy laden at some positions, and so we need to be able to be thinking out of the box of how we can get these hitters into the lineup. So, You know, we recruit athletes. It's the biggest thing. People say, what are you looking for? And I start with, we need an athlete. Just because they played a position in high school successfully probably got them noticed and in the door here. But once they get here, it's going to be all about what's, you know, what's best for the team. How can we make our lineup tough, you know, 1 through 9? How can we have solid hitters coming off the bench? So, you know, we've made some players a little uncomfortable this fall, putting them maybe in their not normal positions. But, you know, the great thing is that we have some practices in the fall. We have these exhibition games, you know, trying to see, you know, what we're looking for is leadership. How do they gel with the team? So even if they are, even if they have a good bat, you know, what's their role within the team and how do they handle the responsibilities? And so there's a lot that goes into it. You know, and it's awesome on our end as a coach. We sit around and we're so excited that we have all of this talent. And we've been really working for this depth within our roster the last couple of years in our recruiting class. And we feel strong that we finally have that. And we're just looking forward to being able to keep everybody healthy so we can continue to, you know, move people around or give people days off and rest and then come out and be our best every day we take the field.
You talked about you want to get hitters into the lineup, and boy, do you have hitters on this team. On the top there, probably most notably, Lexi Jacobs, Morgan Evans. You also have a couple good lefty slappers who are, you know, you're going to be strategically placed to get in that lineup where needed. But who have you seen really just stroking the ball so far in the few times that you guys have actually seen live action?
Sure. You know, I think one player that I'm really, really excited about her growth is Cassie Francescone. I mean, she was a redshirt year, took a year off and for just trying to catch up. And now she is definitely doing a great job both sides of the ball. You know, she's not probably going to bang the ball over the fence too many times, but she's just been continuously knocking out base hit after base hit. It's been fun watching her get excited about her offense. She was a little shy about it, relying a lot more on her defensive skill set. You know, Maya Keating, man, she's just getting better every single year. She was one of the top offensive players last season. She's already showing some great steps. She's always trying to work to get her game, you know, where it needs to be. I think, again, adding the power of Sydney Trees and Jasmine Estrada, that brings us a whole new look. Jasmine's a lefty power hitter. We haven't had one of those in a long time. You know, and then from the right side of the plate, I think that Megan Conrads is going to grow her game. You know, she got a lot of at-bats last season. You know, probably going to move her more to the middle infield, so she's going to be in the lineup from a defensive standpoint. But, again, trying to get better. But, yeah, as we mentioned, I mean, we've got a lot of tools that we can work with, and it's kind of be with who's going to be hot at the time and then just everyone trying to work their best to grow their game.
Aside from the spaghetti dinner you guys have coming up, you and your team are also putting on MEA clinics October 18th. That's from that's for ages 6 to 18. You're going to be covering pitching, fielding, batting, you name it. You and your team are going to be demonstrating, teaching the youth. How nice is it for you to kind of get with that next generation of softball players and get them excited about the game?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we tell our players. You know, we're student athletes, we're mentors. You know, we're molding the next generation. We're trying to keep the youth excited about the game of softball. So for us, it's a fun day on MEA. We get to get out. You know, most of the Minnesota students don't have classes they don't have classes. So it's a great way to spend at Husky Field. They can sign up online at SCSU Softball Sport Camps. They can click on there, come on out, pick one session or all the sessions and just spend the whole day. So for us, it's a great way to evaluate local talent or, you know, just kind of get a feel for our program. We also do it kind of in partnership with admissions. It's Red and Black Day on campus. They can catch tours, then go look at the dorms. They can meet with professors. So, you know, it's kind of that partnership on campus of recruitment. We also have pitching clinics on Sunday starting up late October. So the last two Sundays in October, first two Sundays in November, you can sign up for those. And then we'll have some hitting camps coming up as well, too. So, we're always trying to help grow the game, do the best thing that we can. And for us, it's fun. I love it because it's kind of my day off from coaching. And I really get to hear my players explain the game and they get excited about it. And it's fun watching them. Sometimes I think they're not quite listening. But then when I hear them coach, they're saying the exact same things that I said. And I'm like, all right, they were listening. This is great. So, yeah, we'd love for more people. Right now, our camp's at about 50 participants. And we hope to continue to add numbers to this.
That's awesome. I mean, that's probably touching all the bases, pun intended there, I guess, for today. But I will have to get in here, talk to you again, especially leading up and afterwards with that game against the University of Minnesota with the alumni night that night as well. I mean, a lot of stuff to look forward to this early in the year, which is awesome for you and your program. And just one more time, remind all the listeners about the spaghetti dinner and where they can find more information about that.
Yeah, Yeah, so this is actually Team 50, so 50 years of Husky softball starting in 2019. So we're kind of making a special event for our alumni game with having the first team come out to throw the pitch at noon. And then following that, you know, the great gathering down at Howie. Spanky and his group do such a great job of hosting us for a spaghetti feed, raffle, silent auction. They can purchase a ticket. Anybody can purchase a ticket for $10. You can call the Husky office, you know, email me, find a Husky player on campus. Or just come on down. The doors are open. We'd love everybody to participate for that and maybe meet some members of that have been on the teams leading up to the 50th year. So it's been a busy fall, lots of stuff going on, but we hope you can join in and meet this year's team.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for allowing me to come on down and talk to you today. Definitely, for more softball information, go online to kvsc.org, click on the sports tab, and we'll have everything you need to know right there.